At a time when so much content is available online, it's easy to wonder about the true function of a local library. This week on Florida Matters, we're talking to people who work in libraries about what the future might hold. In this preview of tonight's program, Florida Matters host Robin Sussingham talks with Todd Chavez, Dean of Libraries for the University of South Florida, and Mark Y. Herring, Dean of Library Services at Winthrop University and author of the book, Are Libraries Obsolete? They discuss how digital versions of literature, textbooks, and even board books for young children affect reading.
Let's talk about the online books for a moment. I know they can help students out because they're cheaper than those expensive print textbooks. But I think some studies have indicated that the students are not reading as deeply. They're not thinking as deeply when they're using the e-books. They become more easily distracted. So should librarians be using some caution directing students to e-books? Mark?
You have to look at the kind of information that you're trying to pick up. Certainly textbooks online are much more inexpensive than print textbooks, but the question is whether or not you're retaining that information. And I think for us anyway, we're finding more and more that students prefer a print copy of something that they're having to learn from than they do a text itself. And in fact, there are some studies that indicate that this is true even nationwide, depending on what the context of the information happens to be. We also know that your eyes move differently when you're reading text than when you're reading online. When you're reading text, your eye takes in the line above and below. You don't really realize that as you're reading across it, but your brain anticipates the information that's coming in. We haven't learned to do that digitally. That's not to say we won't, but it is something that slows us down in a digital format. So it's not, again, a matter of whether or not we should do it. It is a matter of the context of the information and what has to be done with it later.
Todd, what do you think about that?
I think Mark made a very good point. It depends upon the type of reading that you're doing, the depth and level of reading. I myself, I have e-book collections over probably close to 2,000 e-books on a single tablet. But I wouldn't want to necessarily curl up with those books. And if I were going to be deep reading, generally speaking, for the enjoyment purposes where I'm trying to relax, I'm not going to use an e-book. On the other hand, if I'm just looking for a particular piece of information, a snippet of sorts, or something that will help support an argument in a paper I'm writing, the convenience of access for e-books, it just can't be beaten. You can search an entire book or collection or even an entire library with a very simple online search, and that's just not possible when you're dealing with print materials.
Well, that's a little bit of the worry, though, because I'm more familiar with high school students that have been living in my home with me, my sons. And I'm afraid that when they are consuming reading materials digitally, they're grabbing the information they need rather than sitting down and using their long-term concentration to read.
That's probably a legitimate concern. One of the things that I did before our conversation, I went and looked at the sale of books, including e-books. Last year, during 2016, print sales went up 3.3%. That's the third straight year that the sales have gone up. But the most significant jump was in the area of board books for e-book sales. So what I'm saying is that there's a new generation coming online right now with reading that are starting with e-books. And you're likely to see a change in reading behavior as that goes forward.
And you can hear more about libraries in the 21st century this evening on Florida Matters. And that gets underway at 6:30 right after Marketplace here on WUSF 89.7.